Welcome to Reclaim Your Spoons, the show that is all about taking back your time, your energy, and your confidence. I am your host, Linda Oshin from lindaoshin.net. Hi, today I want to give you a little push. For those of you who just got your diagnosis, this might seem nuts, but for those of you who have lived with a chronic illness for some time, like me, I hope it makes sense. Having a chronic illness does not mean the end. You don't have to stop doing everything you love. Sure, you might have to adapt some of it, but in most cases, you can go on doing it in some way or another. I say in most cases because there are always exceptions. A paraplegic climbing mountains might seem impossible to some people, but I've seen paraplegics take their chairs up mountains, so it's not impossible. There's even a video on YouTube that I found of a paraplegic continuing his climb up the Himalayas. And if you're a painter and you lose your sight, it doesn't mean you have to stop doing art. There are a lot of blind artists. The adaptation here might be to use another medium. There's a very talented blind artist by the name of Ricky Trione, and he creates some fantastic paintings. If you're a musician and you lose your hearing, you can still feel the rhythm in your body. I'm using pretty extreme examples here because I know there are people with conditions like rheumatoid arthritis. Just stop and give up. There will, of course, be days or even months when you're unable to do this. Maybe a hospital stay or a bad spell. But you'll do so much better psychologically if you don't give it up. If you have a goal of being able to do what you love, you'll get there. Now, thinking positively will get you there faster than digging yourself into a hole will. I've been living with chronic pain for 20 years, and I don't let it stop me. Of course, there are bad days. I've got a painting I'm starting, but because I have surgery tomorrow, I can't start it today. So that's just life for you. I just have to wait a little bit longer. I'm sure you have some hobbies and interests that you've put on the shelf, and this is your prompt to pick them back up. Keep at it, and don't give up your dreams. If you like some help with motivation, just sign up for one of my cups of tea, and we'll talk about it. Until next time, bye-bye. When you want more clarity on your next step to take control of your symptoms and your life and get out of overwhelm, or to make sure you're on the right track, or just some advice on how to solve a specific problem, let's have a cup of tea and chat about it. And if you're sitting there wondering how much this is going to cost you, you should know it's free. There are no strings attached at all. Just get in touch with me and we'll book a time for you.